excited about what this opportunity is, but once game time comes and pregame and getting ready for it, just focus in, and everyone understands that. So I think it's just going to be enjoy this opportunity, just enjoy the process. I've heard from a lot of people that have been there before, just don't let it pass you by without just really embracing and enjoying it, because it's going to be a fun experience, and I want to remember everything.
How Texas would you say you really are, though? Because that's where you're from.
Oh, I'm Texas, man. I grew up there. I was born in Lubbock, Texas. So my family's that's where all my family's from. So that's my home state, and that's where I claim I'm from. So it is cool. I have a lot of family actually in the Dallas area, and we're going to have a lot of people just kind of around the events, and the Packers have done a good job of just kind of setting some things up to keep the distractions down to to a minimum, and I think my family's done a good job of coordinating with each other so that I'm not responsible for all their their activities and things that they're doing. So it's going to be good, and I'm just going to enjoy being able to see some family, getting back home, and not have to worry about all the stuff that goes on with that. So.
This allows guys to get a little bit of both. In your case, it seems like more of a family side.
Yeah, it's going to be nice just getting down and just unwinding, being down in Dallas. It's I know the area really well just from having a lot of family there. But I'm originally from just north of Austin, and it's about 3 hours away. So I don't know. We'll see if I can see some of my friends that live around there, that kind of thing. But I plan on trying to make it as normal of a week as possible, and try to just, I'm a low-key guy, try to stay low-key and just, prepare for the game the way I always do.
Could be the largest crowd ever.
Yeah.
In that monstrosity of a stadium. What do you think that's going to be like?
Man, it's going to be fun. Whenever I saw that they were selling tickets outside, it was kind of, it's like, all right, this is huge, and everything's going to just get bigger. So, what can you expect? It's just, it's the Super Bowl, and everyone wants to be a part of it. So they're doing everything possible to get as many people there, and it would be fun to be, be part of the biggest crowd possibly at a Super Bowl.
How do you kind of deal with the pressures of what's going on here? Super Bowl, it's going to live, forever, whatever happens. People are going to look at the highlights, especially if it comes down to a kick or something.
Yeah.
Do you mentally prepare yourself for that? How do you deal with that?
I've been, just every day, I think I've just been embracing it a little more. I get asked that. I've been getting asked that, obviously. What if it comes down to the game-winning kick, all that? First off, like how I make process, it's always been my way just to look at that first kick. It's the Super Bowl. I want to be, the first time I get a chance to be on the field, I want to go out there and make that statement, and then we'll go from there. But it would be a dream come true to just be able to go out there and hit the big kick. Everyone's remembered. Everyone in this locker room wants to go out and make that play that is defined as the moment we won the Super Bowl. So it's special, and it's something that I just want to embrace and really enjoy. I don't feel any more pressure in a sense. It just I think it's just a different type of experience that I look forward to going next week, getting down there on Monday, and just kind of as the week builds up, just enjoying each moment of it. Well, obviously, when Vinatieri hit his game winner there, that kind of it defined him as the clutch kicker he is. So those moments are the ones that every kicker looks at and says that it's a defining moment, and that's the opportunities you hope you get at some point. No, I don't remember any misses. Kickers have short short memories. You can't remember any of those.
Even other guys.
Yeah, I don't even think it's like I watch football. When I watch other games, it's like when someone you put their misses out of your mind pretty quick too, because you want to always see that ball going through the uprights.
Mason, you said the team has done a good job of trying to limit some of those distractions and things. What have they done? And obviously you're happy with the approach that the team is taking.
Yeah, I mean they had meetings with the wives and stuff, and just kind of explaining what goes on. And I think it was just keep it about winning this game and going down there and winning a football game, and that's what it's about. And they put together some little excursions that family can go on Friday and just enjoy the area and the whole Super Bowl experience. That so I got family tickets to do that and stuff, just so they're not always depending on us to be responsible for what they're up to. So when we're at practice, people will be doing all their stuff, and then we'll get to have some time to just enjoy and just relax. And I think from how I'm planning on it being, is just being like a normal week that we're just in a different venue. So.
And that's an excursion that just the families would take. You guys, the players, wouldn't go along on that?
No, it's during practice and stuff. Friday we'll be doing our stuff, and family members will be had an option to be able to take part in some different opportunities.
Sure.
And, I'm sure family, people will be all trying to get, get into the Super Bowl parties and all the fun stuff. I did find myself looking at some of those and just thinking how crazy it is, all the stuff that's surrounding it. It's a wild time. So I've never been to a Super Bowl, and I did tell my family, I was thinking about going last year, and I was like, I'm not going until I'm actually playing in one. So it's pretty awesome to be here.
One last thing, will you get a chance to get into the stadium and actually do some work in there, other than media day?
I think the plan is on Wednesday we might get an opportunity to go, and me, Tim, and myself, and Brett will go out there and get some kicks in the stadium, just to kind of get a feel and just see what it's like. But it's going inside. It's a dome, so it's like any other place, probably. Just the big screen, just the whole. I think once the pregame comes, you'll get the real feel of what everything's going to be, and then you just kind of do the process, so you get ready for that game.